The Ministry of Education closing all schools today at 1 p.m. We'll have the story. Residents of Charlesworth Bridge, St. George, remember the man swept away by flood waters last night. Emergency officials and various government ministers currently on the roads across various communities, particularly the north, conducting damage assessment following yesterday's flooding. The transport board facing serious challenges across several routes, we'll hear from the CEO. And the Barbados Police Service identified the man shot and killed in Station Hill last night. This is the Lunchtime Edition. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead.
The Lunchtime Edition of the latest from Starcom Network News comes to you in association with CIBC Caribbean and ICBL. Always there when you need us most.
And this, Justin, the Barbados Meteorological Service has upgraded its flash flood watch to a flash flood warning, effective immediately as unstable weather continues across the island. Heavy to intense showers are expected throughout the day, with some areas already seeing more than 9 inches of rainfall. Forecasters warn of a high risk of severe flooding, including rapid runoff from higher elevations, soil erosion and possible land slippage, and large debris being carried by fast-moving water. Flooding is also likely at the base of hillsides across coastal roads, with delays and some roads becoming impassable. As a result of this, the Ministry of Educational Transformation has taken the decision to officially close all schools in Barbados at 1 p.m. Parents and guardians are asked to collect their children at their earliest convenience. Residents of Charlesworth Bridge, St. George, were out in their numbers this morning assessing the damage in the area caused by raging flood waters last night. Causing the most pain on the ground was a loss of life. Well-known resident of the area called Terry, also known as Papa San, was swept away and his body found this morning along the watercourse of Lower Estate in the same parish. Residents remember Terry and Papa San.
Since I know Terry was all right, fella, you never see violent, you know what I mean, interfering with people also. He would just come out here and he would go by Chippet and he would tell the people out there really hungry and they would, you know, give some chicken, he would buy a snack box. A lot of people would buy a snack box and drink and things, give him. But yeah, but all of that, Terry was all right, fella. Terry is troubled the body around here. He normally will go to the mental to get a little medication and thing, then he'd be all right.
We grew up with Terry in the area for years, you know. He was never aggressive to nobody. He used to walk the road. He would say, man, give me a saying. If he didn't have it, he would walk away. He also used to work at the bakery. He used to work at Carter's Bakery, top baker in the community. He used to help the others cook for the men from the block and stuff, you know. So what you can say is a good man gone.
He even begging not to move off of the prop. So for the time he moved off, he was down by the face and down through the gully. I said where he died. Quick saw a van right now behind him. Down through the gully too. So that's how it happened. Then this car here now reversed in Chiffet Yard with a 3 months baby and the mother. And the water twist it up on the three pegs there and stick it up there. And they beg the Lord, don't let that car move from there. The father come, he went through, tried to go through water and the water skinny upside down. He come back out and had to stand up. He come move from there. It was cruel and brutal.
Residents of Charlesworth Bridge remembering the flooding victim known to his community as Terry or Papa San, and also the terrifying experience that they would have experienced last night into this morning with flooding. Well, senior government officials, including Acting Prime Minister of Transport and Works, Santin Bradshaw, Home Affairs Minister Wilfred Abrams, as well as MP for St. Peter Colin Jordan, and Parliamentary Secretary in the Ministry of Transport and Works, Romel Springer, are at this minute touring several areas across St. Peter and other hard-hit areas in the north. Mr. Jordan updated the media a short while ago about what is being experienced.
There is still some clearing to be done. And I think that was one of the reasons why the water overtopped the road. And that water overtopping the road caused some vehicles to stall in it. After we left Diamond Corner, we went up to Boscobel, specifically the alley, or what we call Centipede Alley. In that area, the Barbados Water Authority is doing significant work, really good work, with respect to changing out the water mains. We know that Boscobel has suffered for very long in terms of the water quality. The Barbados Water Authority is changing out the mains. The challenge that we face with yesterday's deluge is that the area that was backfilled with marl, then all washed out because of the volume of the water that was running on the road.
That's MP for St. Peter Colin Jordan. Well, the Transport Board are having some challenges in the north of the island as some major roads remain impassable. CEO Fabian Wharton says some routes will not be playable and some have been transferred to other stations.
The Shuri Village route has been impacted. Areas like Babylon, East Coast Road, Catawash, Lakes, Newton Crescent, Borden's Bridge, but Newton Crescent is not as bad as the others, so we can still get through there. So we have made a diversion to bring that bus across the first original diversion we made, which is through Newton Crescent. And that would continue for the next couple hours. We will make a further update this evening. If we can, if there's any improvement of the debris cleaning has been completed. And then St. Andrew Church, we are diverting at Borden's Bridge and then returning to town. So the St. Simons and the Walkers areas are now being covered by the Shuri Village Service. In Boscobel, St. Pete Alley right now is impassable. So we are unable to service that area. And in Connaughton, we have some issues with Northumberland Bridge as well. And as I said, with Connaughton, the bus will be diverted through Harris's, Greenwich's, and then rejoin the route at St. Swithin's Church.
That's Fabian Wharton in the Lunchtime Edition. The Barbados Police Service has identified the man shot and killed at Station Hill St. Michael as 33-year-old Kareen Akeem Holder of Goodens Road. Holder was found lying motionless on Station Hill Road around 5:15 yesterday evening with several gunshot injuries. Ambulance personnel confirmed he showed no signs of life and a doctor later pronounced him dead at the scene. Police are continuing their investigations. And Chile is urging the United Nations to finally appoint a woman as its next Secretary General and says the candidate should come from Latin America or the Caribbean. The call comes as the UN prepares to choose a successor to Antonio Guterres, whose term ends in January 2027. Barbadian Prime Minister Mia Mottley is among the names being discussed internationally as a possible contender, along with former Chilean President Michelle Bachelet and Costa Rican economist Rebecca Grimespan and Argentine diplomat Rafael Grossi. This has been the Lunchtime Edition of the Latest, our top stories. The Ministry of Education taking the decision to close all schools today at 1 p.m. Parents and guardians are asked to collect their children at the top of the hour. This, as Barbados now preparing for a flash flood warning that has been upgraded from a flash flood watch. Emergency officials and various ministers continue their tours across Barbados, conducting damage assessment following yesterday's flooding. Residents of Charles Road Bridge, St. George, remember the man swept away by floodwaters last night. And the Transport Board facing challenges across several routes, especially in the northern section of the island. This has been the Lunchtime Edition of The Latest. Stay tuned to our StarcomNetwork.net website and our Instagram page at Starcom Network News for much more information. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Thank you, Barry. The Lunchtime Edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News was brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean and ICBL. Always there when you need us most.